Recipes. This month's recipes come from Ohio, where July is blueberry season. Blueberry Buckle by Barbara Pierce. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Barbara Pierce listens to the convention session while knitting. In addition to editing the Braille Monitor, I have been president of the NFB of Ohio since 1984. My family began picking blueberries at a farm near our home when our children were small, and we have done so every summer since. Inevitably, I have gathered many blueberry recipes through the years. We have always loved Blueberry Buckle, though I never could understand why this blueberry coffee cake with a crunchy topping was a buckle. Then several years ago, Monica Wilkinson, the proofreader for the Monitor, passed along the Cook's Magazine recipe for Blueberry Buckle. This publication undertakes to research recipes and come up with the best one. Reading the article on Blueberry Buckle, I discovered that true Blueberry Buckle has enough berries in it to make the cake buckle. This recipe begins with a batter that is almost cookie dough and then mixes in so many blueberries that the baked buckle sags in the center. If you are looking for a superb delivery system for antioxidants, or even if you just want to taste the best blueberry buckle you ever ate, I commend the following recipe to you. Ingredients: 10 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2/3 cup sugar, 2 eggs, room temperature, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 1/2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1 1/2 cups flour, 4 cups fresh or frozen blueberries. Streusel ingredients: 1/2 cup flour, 1/2 cup light brown sugar, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, pinch salt, 4 tablespoons melted unsalted butter. Method: cream 10 tablespoons of butter and sugar till very light. Add eggs, vanilla, and dry ingredients. Fold in berries. Pour into greased and floured 9-inch round pan and sprinkle on streusel. Make streusel by mixing the dry ingredients with a flat beater for about 45 seconds. Pour in melted butter. It will look like wet sand. Bake in a preheated 350-degree oven for about 55 minutes. Cool on rack. This is delicious at room temperature or still warm from the oven. Double Blueberry Pie by Sylvia Cooley. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Sylvia holding her brand new granddaughter, Olivia. Sylvia Cooley has served as assistant to the Monitor editor, photographer, and publication designer for the Ohio affiliate and a number of other affiliates since 1989. She too has picked blueberries in the local area, and she has just planted her own blueberry bushes. This is one of her favorite summer desserts. Ingredients: 6 ounces reduced fat cream cheese, 2 tablespoons fat-free milk, 1/2 teaspoon lemon extract, 1 9-inch baked pastry shell, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/4 cup water, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 4 cups fresh or frozen blueberries, divided. Sugar substitute, Splenda, equivalent to 1/2 cup sugar. Method: in a small mixing bowl, beat the cream cheese, milk, and lemon extract until smooth and spread across bottom of pastry shell. In a saucepan, stir cornstarch, water, and lemon juice until smooth. Mash 2 cups blueberries and add to the pan. Bring to a boil. Cook and stir for 1 to 2 minutes until thickened. Remove from heat and cool for 15 minutes. Stir in sugar substitute. Spoon over cream cheese mixture. Top with remaining blueberries. Refrigerate for 3 hours or until set. Be sure to refrigerate leftovers. Serves 8. Blueberry Brumble by Debbie Baker. Debbie Baker is a member of the NFB of Ohio Board of Directors. She has taught blind students for 31 years and has been a recipient of the NFB's Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award. Ingredients: 2 packets cinnamon grams, 1 stick butter or margarine, 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened, 1/2 cup confectioner's sugar, 1 small container Cool Whip, 1 can blueberry or cherry pie filling. Method: crush cinnamon grams and combine with butter or margarine to prepare the bottom crust. Press crumbs evenly across the bottom of a 9x13-inch baking dish. Beat cream cheese and confectioner's sugar until smooth. Then fold Cool Whip into cream cheese mixture until homogeneous. Carefully spread this over the cracker crumb crust, trying not to dislodge crumbs. Top with pie filling and refrigerate until chilled. The middle layer of this dessert is easier to spread if you have placed the crust in the freezer for at least 5 minutes to set while you prepare the filling. Blueberry Drop Cookies by Marilyn Donahue. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Marilyn Donahue and her accompanist entertain at the NFB of Ohio Convention. Marilyn Donahue is a member of the NFB of Greater Summit County. Using the telephone, she teaches Korean students to speak English. With support of a pianist friend, she sings professionally at weddings and other events. She also chairs the Board of Trustees at her local agency serving blind members of the Greater Akron area. Ingredients: 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup shortening, 1/4 cup milk, 1 egg, 1 cup white sugar, 1 teaspoon almond extract, 1½ teaspoons lemon zest, 1 cup fresh blueberries. Method. In a large mixing bowl, cream the shortening, sugar, egg, milk, almond extract, and lemon zest. Mix well after the addition of each ingredient. Combine the flour, baking powder, and salt. Blend into the sugar mixture. Fold in the blueberries. Cover and chill for 4 hours. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Drop dough by the teaspoonfuls onto ungreased cookie sheets about 1½ inches apart. Bake 12 to 15 minutes. Let the cookies cool on the baking sheets for a few minutes before transferring to wire racks to cool completely. Curried fruit sauce. Ingredients: 1 cup orange juice, 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 1 tablespoon curry powder, 1 tablespoon Splenda or sugar, 1 cup fresh blueberries, 2 nectarines sliced, 1 banana sliced, 1/4 cup toasted almonds. Method. In a saucepan, combine juice, cornstarch, curry, and sugar. Bring to a simmer. Add blueberries and nectarines. Stir until sauce is slightly thickened. Add banana and almonds, then immediately remove from heat. Serve warm or cold over angel food cake, ice cream, pancakes, or waffles. Blueberry waffles with sauce. Ingredients: 3 egg yolks beaten, 1 2/3 cups milk, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 1/4 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 cup melted butter, 3 egg whites stiffly beaten, 2/3 cup blueberries. Sauce ingredients: 1½ cups blueberries, 3 tablespoons honey, 1/2 cup orange juice, 1 tablespoon cornstarch. Method. In a medium bowl, whisk together egg yolks and milk. Stir in flour, baking powder, and salt. Then stir in butter and set mixture aside for about 30 minutes. Preheat a lightly greased waffle iron. Fold stiff egg whites and 2/3 cup blueberries into the batter. Scoop batter into the prepared waffle iron using a measuring cup. The larger the cup, the larger the waffle, and cook until golden brown. To prepare the sauce, in a medium saucepan, mix 1½ cups blueberries, honey, and 1/4 cup orange juice. Bring to a boil over medium heat. Mix remaining orange juice and cornstarch in a small bowl and stir into the blueberry mixture. Stir constantly until thickened. Serve warm over waffles. Brined turkey by Marilyn Donahue. Ingredients: 1 cup salt, 1 cup sugar, 1/4 cup instant dried onion, 1 to 2 tablespoons dried minced garlic, 2 tablespoons sweet basil leaves, optional, 2 tablespoons sage leaves, optional, frozen turkey, any size, water to cover bird, cheesecloth, favorite stuffing. Method. Fill a large pan with water, large enough to immerse the turkey. I usually use my canner. Add salt, sugar, onion, garlic, and herbs if desired. Stir to dissolve sugar and salt. Place unwrapped frozen turkey in brine solution and allow to thaw in cool garage, cold basement, or refrigerator for 2 to 3 days, and then a further 24 to 36 hours, a total of 3 days. Remove neck and giblets. Boil these with vegetables and herbs. You can use both the chopped meat and the stock in dressing. Rinse turkey and pat dry. Place on broiler pan or rack in large roasting pan. Place dressing in cheesecloth and fill neck and breast cavities with dressing, allowing cheesecloth ends to stick out. If you like, you can also place dressing under wings. Tuck wing tips behind shoulders. Sew or skewer cavities closed and tie legs together. Roast a small turkey, 8 to 14 pounds, at 375 degrees for 1 hour. Turn oven down to 200 degrees or lower and roast for 12 to 14 hours or until done. Wings and legs move easily when bird is done. For larger turkeys, 15 to 25 pounds, roast at 375 degrees for 1½ to 2 hours. Turn oven down to 200 or lower and roast for 24 hours or until done. Pull out cheesecloth pouch of dressing and transfer to serving dish. Reheat in microwave oven before serving if necessary. I usually cover the cooked bird and let it sit while I cook the rest of the meal. It comes out deliciously moist and flavorful with no basting. However, the skin will be dry and inedible. 100% Whole Wheat Bread by Marilyn Donahue. Ingredients: 6 cups lukewarm water, 2 packages, 2 tablespoons active dry yeast, 2 tablespoons sugar, 12 cups whole wheat flour, 1/2 cup sugar or honey, 1/2 cup oil. Method. Place water, yeast, and sugar in a large bowl. Let sit until yeast is bubbly. Add 6 cups of whole wheat flour and all other ingredients in bowl. Stir until well mixed. Let batter sit for 15 minutes to break down wheat gluten. Add 6 to 7 more cups of flour, stirring after each addition, until you have a soft dough. Knead for about 10 minutes until dough is smooth and satiny. Place dough in a large greased bowl and turn it once to grease the top. Cover with a damp towel and allow to rise in a warm place until double in bulk, 45 to 60 minutes. Punch down to release air. Cover and allow to rest for a few minutes. Cut dough into 4 equal pieces and roll each into a rectangle with a rolling pin. Roll jelly roll fashion into loaf, sealing ends, and place in greased loaf pans. Cover again and let rise in a warm place until double. Bake in moderate oven, about 375 degrees, for 30 to 40 minutes. Let cool for about 5 minutes in pans. Remove to rack to finish cooling. Store in plastic bags. This bread freezes well. 1 to 2 cups of sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, chopped walnuts, chopped pecans, slivered almonds, etc. may be added during initial mixing. It is crucial to let the batter rest for 15 minutes where indicated in method. Otherwise, the bread will be dry and crumbly instead of moist.